Well, you know what? I got bad news for you. There's no magic pill in a bottle, and there's no genie in a bottle. And you know what? People think that people are fat because it's a cold, or you woke up one day and, oh my Lord, I've got this extra fat on me. Here's the problem. People are fat because they eat too much and they don't work out. This pill, okay, they've shown in mice, not humans, they've shown in mice, so we're not even to the step where we're going to get to humans. This pill has shown that mice can run longer and run faster, and then they can burn some more calories. But here's the thing. Fat people in this country, they eat because it's comfort food. It's their Prozac. So all that's going to happen, it's like the speed limits. If you raise the speed limits, what happens? You still drive 15 miles per hour over the speed limit. If you raise somebody's credit card, they still go to the limit. All that's going to happen is fat people are going to eat even more. And it's not going to do anything for their bodies.
Michael.
Bad news.
Well, this pill, if it ever wound up on the market, would be bad news in a big way for your business, wouldn't it? So you're talking
to
me.
No, it wouldn't because... No, you know what? I laugh because I deal with this every day. Heavy people, okay, their biggest thing is, wow, now I'm going to be able to eat two pizzas with this pill instead of one. They're not correcting their behavioral problems, which is food makes them feel good. It sets off something. Working out is what makes people feel great and reducing their calories and getting themselves in a lifestyle. All this pill is going to do, and I see it all the time, they're going to stuff their face like the Fen-Phen people, and we're not even talking about the side effects. We're not even talking about what's this going to do. Is it going to be like steroids? Yeah, you can get skinny and hot on steroids, but guess what happens? You're not performing very well in the bedroom. So there's side effects everywhere.
But Michael,
so here's the other,
if this pill though helped people with diseases, if it helped people with diabetes, people who were wheelchair bound, you wouldn't be in favor of it that way?
You know what? That's what they always do. That's what they said for steroids, too. Don't forget, steroids had a Nobel Prize, too, to help people in the original thing, but they get abused. The problem is this country needs a chubby pill. That's a pill for people that are lazy, they don't want accountability, and they don't want to work it like the American way. And I'm tired of people looking for an easy way out. Here's the thing. If you have a big fat guy with man boobs and he's got halitosis, you could give him a pill, but he's not going to be sexy at the end of the day. He still has problems. So, if you're fat, you're still going to be lazy, and you're still going to have problems.
So no chubbies is for the guys and the gals then?
That's right. Chubby is somebody that's lazy and makes excuses, and that's what a scientist should develop. But you know what? It's a scam, and this is a business show. Buy into the company that puts this in the pharmaceutical company, Pfizer, whoever it's going to be. They're going to make a ton of money because Americans are lazy and they don't want to look in the mirror.
Michael, you scare me.
And that's why we're going to go back to the old school.
You scare me. I exercise, but you still scare me.